Welcome back to This Week on the Kenai with the top stories from Wednesday. Here's KSRM's Anthony Moore.
The Soldotna City Council amended a position title in the Parks and Recreation Department that would reclassify the position from a salary range 7 to a range 11. In passing the resolution, it also amended the authorized staffing table in the fiscal year 22, fiscal year 23 operating budget to reflect those changes. Soldotna City Manager Stephanie Queen said that this was a new position that was added to provide better customer service at the Parks and Rec Department. It also became vacant.
Prior to re-advertising in that position, we reviewed the existing job duties and responsibilities, and my opinion was that they were low, the way it had previously been classified at a range 7, and that the actual work that was being performed by that person was more similar to an administrative assistant that we have in many different departments: public works, finance, streets and maintenance, and those are all range 11 positions. I'm requesting that the council reclassify that to a range 11. This resolution has the effect of essentially amending that staffing table in the operating budget. It would reclass that from a range 7 to a range 11. It would update the position title. We're not proposing to make changes to the job description itself because I think already it's fairly aligned with what administrative assistants are doing in other departments within the city. We are not asking for additional funding for the current fiscal year we're in for the remainder of this year. However, if this was approved at the mid-biennium prior to the start of the fiscal year that begins July 1, this would potentially be one of several updates that we bring back to the council for consideration.
Queen says that reclassifying the position will allow the city to be more competitive in attracting qualified applicants and will improve internal equity among similar roles throughout the organization. The annual financial impact of the increase will be approximately $7,000. The federal website to order at-home COVID-19 tests has launched a day early, and many Alaskans are putting in their orders for their at-home deliveries, but state health leaders are warning Alaskans that the at-home tests need to be stored in a warm place, meaning don't leave the delivery sitting at your mailbox for hours at a time. Dr. Coleman Cutchins, the state's testing coordinator, says it's best to track your shipment and ensure someone will be home to receive it. According to the U.S. Postal Service, which is delivering the tests through the federal program, only residential addresses and residential P.O. boxes may be used. It will not hold deliveries or deliver to a business address. Only one order may be placed per household, and the USPS says that they should ship within 7 to 12 days. Each shipment will contain 4 tests. Cutchins, in an interview, said that in general, overall, most of them cannot freeze. He says that means the things inside the test, the cards, the reagents, getting below freezing. A USPS spokesperson contacted said that he didn't have information to share on climate-controlled shipment or other options for Alaskans, but Cutchins said the federal government had discussed mass temperature-controlled shipments, but that no more information had come to the states. There will be other options to acquire the tests in the state, though. The Health Resources and Services Administration is getting at-home tests to federally qualified health centers and other local clinics where residents can pick up a test at no cost. Insurance providers now are required to cover the cost of an at-home test as well. Those tests are not yet in Alaska, though, as the supply of at-home tests is extremely scarce, according to Cutchins. Federal government has redirected much of the nation's supply to its program, according to Anchorage Health Department Director Joe Geraci. For those without traditional home delivery addresses, more information is expected in the coming days to acquire a test.
Stay tuned for more headlines on This Week on the Kenai.